Good afternoon. It's 5:06 and 77 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Keneally Roberts.
Probably 97, 98% of those were all related back to drugs.
A new report suggests crime rates are mostly down in the Commonwealth.
Faith leaders in Lexington are asking for an end to violence.
Rescue crews are gearing up for dangerous emergency calls this fall.
Flu and COVID-19 vaccines are available.
Johnson & Johnson is working on approval for a booster COVID-19 shot.
In sports, Moorhead Volleyball is on the road tonight.
A 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight with a low around 64. We'll have a look at your region's extended weather forecast after this news. A new study suggests crime rates dropped across the state in 2020, except in two areas. According to Kentucky State Police data, the number of murders rose last year by more than 58%. Drug offenses also make up more than one in five arrests in the Commonwealth, the most of any crime. Boyd County Sheriff Bobby Jack Woods tells WSAZ he now has three full-time drug officers to help end the problem.
I'm really surprised that it was only one in five. I would have thought that probably, if you took all those offenses and the thefts, the shoplifting, the burglaries and all those, probably 97, 98% of those were all related back to drugs to begin with, because they were stealing, robbing, doing all this to get their money to go buy their drugs with.
KSP have also seen a slight increase in homicides, arson, and bribery from 2019 to 2020.
Faith leaders from the organization Building a United Interfaith Lexington Through Direct Action stood outside the Lexington Public Library Tuesday night and criticized the recent string of gun violence incidents in the city. Early Tuesday morning marked Lexington's 29th firearm-related homicide this year, and as a result, the city is on pace to break last year's record of 34 homicides. Build has called on city officials to implement the group violence intervention strategy, which has helped cities across the country reduce homicides. Bishop John Stowe is with the Catholic Diocese of Lexington. He tells LEX 18 the city's former mayor spearheaded an analysis of the strategy in 2018, but the recommendations to implement GVI have been ignored by current Mayor Linda Gorton.
That analysis that was done in 2019 was presented to Mayor Linda Gorton with the recommendation to implement the group violence intervention strategy, which has been proven to reduce violence in hundreds of cities across our country. She, until now, has refused to follow that recommendation of these experts.
The mayor's office sent a response to the claims, saying the city has implemented 5 out of 6 recommendations from Build.
With fall underway, emergency crews in eastern Kentucky are gearing up for more dangerous calls. Officials say that despite other seasons presenting dangers, fall is the most popular for outdoor tourism in the region. Activities such as outdoor rides, hiking, climbing, and weather-related disasters are a frequent source of injury. John Allen is the Lee County Emergency Management Director. He tells WYMT he and his crews always stay on alert at this time of year.
For a small community, we do have a lot of major incidents here, and we also have a lot of mutual aid assistance that comes in our county. So it's going to be a big help.
Allen says he strongly encourages the public to remain cautious when participating in outdoor activities and that they should know how to contact help if anything were to go wrong.
Health experts are continuing to encourage vaccinations as flu season and COVID-19 collide. Though COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations are beginning to plateau, health officials worry flu season may overwhelm hospital systems still strained by the Delta surge. Baptist Health Internal Medicine and Pediatrics Dr. Jay Gillum tells LEX 18 he wants to urge people to get a flu shot to help reduce severe influenza cases and keep hospital beds open.
Because social distancing has decreased, people have taken off their masks, we're going to see flu. So if you get a flu shot, it's one less thing to worry about during this whole pandemic. A lot of these symptoms are merging together.
According to the CDC, it's safe to get a COVID-19 and flu shot at the same time. Gillum says many pharmacies and medical providers offer the option of receiving both shots in one visit.
And speaking of shots, Johnson & Johnson has submitted data to the Food and Drug Administration to support the use of a booster shot of its COVID-19 vaccines in Americans ages 18 years and older. WMKY's Sarah Mead has more.
Many in the U.S. have received an initial dose of the J&J vaccine since it was granted emergency use authorization by the FDA in February of this year. Now, researchers at J&J say studies have shown that a booster of their COVID-19 vaccine increases levels of protection for those who have received their shot to 94%. According to LEX18, Moderna has also submitted data to the FDA for its COVID-19 vaccine booster. An advisory committee to the FDA is set to hold meetings to consider the Moderna boosters in mid-October. J&J says it also plans to submit its data to other regulators, the World Health Organization, and National Immunization Technical Advisory Groups worldwide to inform decision-making on local vaccine administration strategies as needed. For WMKY News, I'm Sarah Mead.
We'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Coffee Tree Books and the Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop, promoting literacy and reading in the MSPR listening area since 1978. Coffee Tree Books, where books are ordered every day and special orders can be accommodated, featuring a variety of gifts, locally made crafts, education materials, and yarn shop. A community bookstore located at 159 East Main Street in Moorhead. Coffee Tree Books and the Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop are open Monday through Saturday, online, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
Advocates for family caregivers believe they'd benefit from more assistance from the state and local governments. Earlier this year, Ohio created a stipend program for kinship caregivers who have open cases with child welfare to receive around $10 a day for 6 to 9 weeks, but advocates say it wasn't enough. Rena and Tony Craver are foster parents from Clermont County. They have cared for 26 children since 2004. Rena Craver says kinship connections for foster youth are important for children to build trust.
What message we're sending is that your family is important to you, and therefore it's important to us, and we're going to support you in any way that we can, whether they go to live with a family member or do some form of kinship. We need to have more empathy for our kids and understand where they're coming from.
The Cravers will be recognized next week as one of the Public Children's Services Association of Ohio's Families of the Year.
Ford is adding 5,000 jobs in Kentucky for an electric vehicle battery manufacturing complex in Glendale. It's the single largest economic development project in Kentucky history. The development is part of an $11.4 billion investment in Kentucky and Tennessee that will create 11,000 jobs in total. University of Kentucky economics professor Dr. Kenneth Trosky tells WKYT, though the battery plant will be in Hardin County, it's a project that can benefit Kentucky as a whole.
Potentially could put pressure on wages. If they pay with higher wages, presumably this business is going to be paying additional taxes. You could use that taxes to help fix the pension problem.
Trosky says other benefits with the project include training for a skilled workforce, which in turn could attract other companies to the Commonwealth.
Final preparations are underway at Keeneland for the annual fall meet, with the event taking place this weekend. Safety precautions have been set in place for COVID-19 regulations and conditions on the track, which are important to having a successful meet. Director of the Racetrack Safety Program at University of Kentucky, Dr. Mick Peterson, tells LEX18 every track his team completes looks as good as they know how to make it.
Racetracks are just one of the factors, but they're one of the factors that we can control, we can improve. And by keeping a consistent track surface out from the rail, we make sure that each step that the horse takes regardless of what racing lane they're in, is going to be put the same load on the lake.
The first races begin Friday, and officials recommend individuals buy tickets ahead of time at tickets.keeneland.com. And now taking a look at your region's extended weather forecast for tomorrow, showers and possibly a thunderstorm with a high near 74. Tomorrow night, showers and thunderstorms likely, otherwise mostly cloudy skies with a low around 62. Friday, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms with partly sunny skies and a high near 76. Friday night, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly cloudy with a low around 59. And for your Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 77.
On our feature segment today, the lock and dam number 5 on the Green River is being removed. WMKY's Cassidy Stearman has the story.
5 conservation partners are celebrating what officials say is the largest dam removal in Kentucky history. The Nature Conservancy, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, Kentucky Department of Fish and Wildlife Resources, and Kentucky Waterways Alliance are all part of the project. David Themister is the Kentucky State Director for the Nature Conservancy. He says the dam has a long history.
Green River Lock and Dam was built in the early 30s. I believe it was 1933 and finished in 1934. And these were put in for their only intended purpose was to facilitate commercial navigation barges going up and down the Green River.
The dam was no longer in use by 1951, which has caused a pooled condition in the river with lower oxygen levels, more sediment, and higher temperatures. Themister says conditions are terrible for the aquatic life found in the river.
I don't think a lot of people recognize that the Green River, actually by species count, is the 4th most biologically diverse river in the entire continent of North America.
Officials say the fishery will improve after the dam removal.
The Green is home to 150 species of fish, from fish that a lot of people know well to small little darters and minnows. It's also home to 73 different species of freshwater mussels. And the pigtoe mussel is an endemic mussel found nowhere else on the planet. And some of the best mussel beds for the river are right below this dam.
He says protecting the waterways of Kentucky is important because water is essential to live and all living things.
A lot of the mistakes we make as a society, they end up in rivers as pollution. And we've also just made a lot of mistakes in terms of how we manage our rivers. And we've put in a lot of barriers. So a free-flowing river is a precious thing.
The dam removal began in June and is expected to continue through October. For WMKY News, I'm Cassidy Stearman.
Support for MSPR comes from Papa John's and the Patrick Center Moorhead. Papa John's made-to-order specialty pizzas include The Works, Garden Fresh, Zesty Italian Trio, and Fiery Buffalo Chicken. Side item menu offers papadillas, chicken wings, garlic knots, and double chocolate chip brownies. Curbside pickup or delivery in Moorhead and Round County. Papa John's phone number is 784-3551. And online at papajohns.com. It's 77 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Moorhead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Keneally Roberts and Shamari Mosley, and we're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton studio here in the historic Breckenridge Hall. Alyssa White has a look at sports coming up, but first, I want to say thank you. We're so glad you can spend time with us on this soggy Wednesday afternoon. Moorhead State Volleyball is back for more Ohio Valley Conference action this evening. For WMKY Sports, I'm Alyssa White. Moorhead State Volleyball is set for the first of 2 midweek Ohio Valley Conference battles with Tennessee Tech this evening. Having been the league leader the entire spring season and winning the OVC tournament, MSU finds itself back to even this fall at 2-2. Associate head coach Kirsten Bechter-McBride says facing the current OVC co-leader won't be easy.
Tennessee Tech looks good. They're one of two teams that are undefeated in the OVC right now, and it's always a battle when we go down there. So it'll be fun to take them on at their place, and then we'll head over to Tennessee State, who's also playing really well right now, and play them on Friday, Saturday.
Tonight's contest against the Golden Eagles will begin at 7 o'clock. The Rowan County Senior High School volleyball team is back in tournament play this weekend. WMKY's Tanner Boyd reports.
The Vikings will be playing host for Friday and Saturday's Eastern Kentucky Tournament of Champions. Rowan has already played in the Bluegrass Invitational, the Kentucky 2A Section 8, and the Thoroughbred Smash so far this season. It's all part of the team's strategy to be up to snuff by the time the postseason comes around. The Eastern Kentucky Tournament of Champions will feature matchups between East Jessamine, East Carter, Rowan County, Boyd County, Williamsburg, Corbin, Montgomery County, Knott County Central, and Letcher County Central. Action gets underway Friday night when Rowan takes on Williamsburg. For WMKY Sports, I'm Tanner Boyd.
Coming back from an up-and-down week, Morehead State Soccer returns home for the first of two critical matchups in OVC play this week. Last week, the Eagles vaulted themselves into contention within the OVC with a dramatic 1-0 victory over Tennessee Tech before falling at conference favorite SIUE 5-0 on the road. Coach Warren Lipka says next up they'll be facing an aggressive Austin Peay team who are seeking their first conference win.
So we got to be ready for that energy, ready for that, you know, the mentality of coming in and stealing points on the road. And then we got to go into, you know, Murray, who just lost to EIU yesterday, and they're going to need to regroup and get points. So it's you walk into one firestorm into the next firestorm, and that's what we just got to realize, that, you know, we're ready for the storm. Let's just take it on.
Game time in Morehead tomorrow evening is set for 6 o'clock. Sunday's road contest with Murray State will get underway at 2 p.m. Morehead State University football is going to be facing an unconventional foe when they hit the road this weekend. The Eagles will be in Clinton, South Carolina to take on Presbyterian. The Blue Hose are known for going for it on fourth downs, onside kicking every possession, and never punting. After their trip, the Eagles return next week for their homecoming matchup against Butler. But head coach Rob Tenier says he isn't letting the future be a distraction.
Well, I mean, I'm probably the only one that's looking forward to homecoming at this point, just knowing that we'll have a lot of former players back and alumni on campus, and that's our great, you know, it's our best venue of the year, and hopefully we can have a lot of, you know, prospective student-athletes on campus that weekend as well. But our football team's focused on Presbyterian right now and game number two in the conference, and we got to take care of business, and then we'll worry about that homecoming game.
Kickoff in South Carolina Saturday is set for 1 o'clock. The Rowan County Senior High School football team will be looking for their next district win Friday. The Vikings are at 4-3 this season after defeating Holmes out of Covington last week. They'll be taking on Harrison County at home this week. And Coach Kelly Ford says his guys will need to come out hot and stay consistent.
Coach Graham, former head coach here, just coming back. And guy that, a good legendary coach. So, we'll have to get them going. I know last year they jumped out almost 20-0, and we had to come back and win it. We just don't want to do it that way. We just want to be aggressive from the start to the finish, and hopefully it'll be a good night to get us another district win.
Kickoff with the Thoroughbreds in Morehead Friday night is set for 7:30. The preseason hype for the Morehead State men's basketball team is real. The returning Ohio Valley Conference champs have been getting a lot of press in recent weeks, most recently being featured in stories on Valley Hoop Insider, as well as BustingBrackets.com. With a target on their backs, head coach Preston Spradlin says success this season is going to require a certain attitude.
I think the challenge for our team this year is, you know, playing with the expectation to win, which is certainly something that you want to have, but you've got to make sure that that confidence doesn't bleed over and become arrogance. And so you've got to keep that chip on your shoulder. You've got to keep your focus very small on getting better and challenging yourself and pushing yourself each and every day. And so you want to stay humble and you want to stay hungry.
The Eagles are set to open up play at home in an exhibition game against Kentucky State November 4th.
Bud Luke has a look at the stock report right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe, across from St. Clair Healthcare on Flemingsburg Road in Morehead. Rutabagers has made from scratch cakes, scones, cookies, and cinnamon rolls. Lunch items feature signature sandwiches, braids, and salads. Rutabagers Bakery and Cafe, open Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., curbside delivery at 780-4282. Facebook and online at rutabagers.com.
Good afternoon from the National Offices of Robert W. Baird. This is Bud Luke with your financial markets report for WMKY. At 3:48, the Dow showed a small gain of 0.2% at 34,387.03. The S&P 500 was up 0.25% at 4,356.95. And the NASDAQ Composite was up 0.3% at 14,475.15. Stocks staged this comeback as investors grew optimistic about a debt ceiling deal and bought technology stocks in particular in the afternoon action. And stocks reversed course after being down sharply in the morning on news that Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell told a meeting of Republicans that he would offer a short-term debt ceiling extension later today, and that would help relieve some pressure on Congress to avoid a U.S. default currently expected on October 18th. Investors bought the dip in some key technology stocks. Microsoft rose 1.3%, Amazon was up 1.1%, and Nvidia popped 1%. Meanwhile, stocks tied to the economic reopening drifted lower, with American Airlines and JetBlue leading reopening plays lower, falling 4% each. And this also followed a downgrade of both stocks by Goldman Sachs. October continued its volatility today amid concerns about rising rates and higher inflation. And of course, many investors will be looking at this Friday's payroll report from the government as a sign of how the economy is doing. Today, the month of September ADP report was released, which showed that private companies did hire at a faster clip than expected last month. Private jobs rose by 568,000, according to ADP, much better than the estimate going into the report of 425,000 jobs created. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was App Harvest down 14 cents at 588, Marathon Petroleum down 50 cents at 62.75, AEP up $1.35 at 84.37, CSX up $1.11 at 32.54, U.S. Bancorp up 6 cents at 61.35, and Anthem was down 4.32 at 3.69. Reporting from the National Offices of Robert W. Baird, this is Bud Luke.
Taking another look at your region's extended weather forecast for tonight, a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms with a low around 64 degrees. Tomorrow, showers and possibly a thunderstorm, a high near 74. Thursday night, showers and thunderstorms likely, mostly cloudy skies with a low around 62. And for your Friday, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny skies otherwise with a high near 76. And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Tanner Boyd, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, Wiley Tanner, Lakin Huff, Alyssa White, Ethan Jenkins, Rachel Turner, and Shamari Mosley. WUKY's Josh James, Robert Baird Company's Bud Luke, and our feature segment this afternoon was from WMKY's own Cassidy Stearman. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. Morehead State University begins fall break tomorrow, so our show will return on Monday afternoon. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY Morehead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Kenny Lee Roberts and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers. For WMKY News, All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5:30.